Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 958, is Panaha. Most of the commentators unpack this name, explain this name, in terms of vyavaha, dealings, particularly mercantile dealings, bargaining, could even be taken as betting or staking something at play. This word panna, in terms of buying and selling like that, it's still used in modern Indian languages. For instance, in Bengali, is referred to ponya drobba, which means mercantile goods, things for selling. There is another way that some commentators explain it, panna, to mean praising, but mostly the commentators take this name to mean that he who is above this world transacts the activities of this world, or he's the one because of whom the people of the world, the inhabitants of this world, are able to transact their activities. And different commentators give different nuances on his transactions, or how he deals with us, how he gives and takes with us. Yeah, that's what human dealings are all about, isn't it? Giving and taking. Mostly people in this world want to take more and give less, although wise people know that happiness comes from giving rather than taking. Of course, they mostly understand that on the mundane platform. There's a whole science of wisdom we have in various what are called wisdom traditions. We have Niti Shastra in the Vedic tradition. Charnakya and others have compiled verses on the Niti, which means sometimes translated as morality or just how to live in this world. And it's all about how to negotiate this whole ethos of human dealings, giving and taking. People want to take from us. We have to be wise enough to understand who is our friend, who is our enemy. A friend is one who will enter into reasonable giving and taking with us, and someone who's more than a friend, a parent, they'll give to us more than we give to them. We take from them. We have to be wise to understand who is actually our friend. Trickery, cunning, means posing oneself as a friend, misleading others so that one can exploit and take from them. In the highest relationship of love, in Gaudiya Rasa theology, talks of love between male and female in a sexual relationship, which in this world is considered the highest love, in the spiritual world also. But in the spiritual world, it's much misunderstood because Krishna wants to make Radha and the gopis and the queens of Dwarka, he wants to make them happy by his love, and they want to make him happy by their love. So he transacts all these dealings with his devotees. It's giving and taking. Krishna's all about love. It's all about giving and taking. But it's not a business deal like in this world. Friendship can be broken over a few pennies very easily. Friendship in this world or good dealings in this world means that we cooperate for our own, we cooperate within a society. Every individual looks to the good of others, but does so as long as and as much as that facilitates what he considers to be good for himself. Sri Parashara Bhatta, in explaining this name, states that the natural relationship between Bhagavan and the jivas is that he is the Lord, they are the servants, we are the servants, he is to be served, we are to serve. Okay, that's the natural transaction or dealing. Of course, this word, when we use it in the material sense, it sounds very mundane, and it is, but when we use it in the spiritual sense, it's a matter of everyone living up to their dharma. So the dharma of the jiva is to serve the Supreme Lord, and the dharma of the Supreme Lord is to be very kind, loving, protecting to his dependent jivas, to his dependents. Anyway, Parashara Bhatta, after stating this, that the jivas are all servants of the Lord, goes on to say that he himself, the Supreme Lord, sometimes chooses to reverse this transaction and behaves as the servant of his devotee. He is the Lord of everyone, the uncounted, uncountable jivas within all the worlds. He is their Lord and Master. But sometimes, out of love, he takes up the subordinate position. Very famously, he became the charioteer of Arjuna and acted according to the orders of Arjuna, Senayor Ubhayo Madhye Ratam Sthapya Mechuta. At the very beginning of Bhagavad Gita, we have Arjuna ordering Krishna. That's before, in the Bhagavad Gita, Vyasa states Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. So it might seem that Arjuna is superior to Krishna, but it was Krishna's voluntary desire out of his love for Arjuna to become subordinate to his devotee. So this understanding shows Pana, how he chooses to transact his dealings with his devotees. He's not stereotyped. Vishnu means he is the Lord and Master of all, and that is his position. We are bound to him in a relationship of, the basis of that relationship is service. But he is not bound to be the Lord. He is totally independent, and although it is his position to be the Lord of all, there's no one forcing him, there's no higher power or person forcing him to be the Lord. And so sometimes he comes and exhibits a spirit and a role of being subordinate. Shukadev Goswami said to Parikshit Maharaj, Rajan Patir Gurur Alam Bhavatam Yadu Nam Daivang Priyakulapati Kvacha King Karo Yaha Ashtveva Manga Bhagavan Bhajatang Mukundo Mukting Dadati Kahichitsmana Bhakti Yogam. Shukadev Goswami said, oh, king, my dear king, the Supreme Person, Mukunda, is actually the maintainer of all the members of the Pandava and Yadu dynasties. For the Pandava and Yadu dynasties, he is your spiritual master, worshipable deity, and the director of your activities. To say nothing of this, He sometimes serves your family as a messenger or servant. This means he worked just as ordinary servants do. Those engaged in getting the Lord's favor attain liberation from the Lord very easily, but he does not very easily give the opportunity to render direct service unto him. The reason being is that by rendering service to him unconditionally, he feels himself obliged to become bound to that devotee and even to take a subordinate position. He loves to do so, but he doesn't give that opportunity very easily. It has to be someone who's completely surrendered to him. As long as we are in a consciousness of being separate from him, he will deal with us in a different way. Yeyata mang prapadyante tangs tataiva bhajami aham. As we approach him, he reciprocates accordingly. So he transacts with us. If we approach him, or we don't approach him, we ignore him, then he'll just let us run on in our material life. He'll ignore us. Of course, not totally, because he is, after all, the friend and well-wisher of everyone. He'll try to do things to get us to wake up to our need to reciprocate with him. If we approach him for wealth, fame, money, any material gain, good health, then he'll reciprocate like that. But if we approach him with love, he'll reciprocate with love. Another way that the commentators explain this name is that the worshippers of demigods, they, according to the Vedic system, offer him various goods in sacrifice, and they respond, okay, you did this sacrifice, all right, you get this result. The demigods give the results, but it is actually he who gives the result through the demigods. Worship of the demigods is like some kind of business dealing. Yes, yes, do puja, offer prayers, offer sacrifices, but you want to get something back. Devan bhavayatane na te deva bhavayantu vaha parasparam bhavayanta shreyaf paramavapsyata ishtan bhogan hivo deva dasyante yagya bhavitaha Tair datan apradayaibhyo yobhunte stena eva saha. Krishna says, by this method of sacrifices, you should please the gods, and the gods will support you. Thus, nourishing one another, you can attain the highest good. So you see, it's a transaction. The sacrifices are offered to the demigods, and they become nourished by that, and they give gifts in return. So it's a transaction. It's like a business transaction. But it's going on under the direction of, by the desire of, the Supreme Lord for regulating the whole universe. And mayaiva vihitan hitan. Actually, everything is given by him, ultimately. Not by the demigods at all. The demigods, Krishna says, being pleased by the sacrifice, bestow on the inhabitants of this earth who offer the sacrifice, the demigods bestow on them the enjoyments that they desire, but he who enjoys the gifts of the demigods without offering them anything in return is just a thief. Another understanding given by Shankaracharya is that the Supreme Lord creates various forms and names, roles for the jivas according to their karma. It can be understood. Shankaracharya in this regard quotes from Purusha Sukta. Vedaham etang purushang mahantam adityavarnang tamasastupare sarvani rupani vichitya dhira namani kritva vivadanyadaste. The idea is that, actually one of the commentators, Radhakrishna Shastri, has explained this, that again, bringing in the metaphor of the merchant, the merchant gives merchandise, he gives you something according to the amount you pay. So in the same way, Bhagavan gives to persons who are not interested in him, who are just interested in living in this world, oblivious of him. So he sees, and again, of course, this goes on within the material world. The demigods are also involved in this as assistants of the Supreme Lord. So Bhagavan, you do something good, okay, you get a good result. You do something bad, you get a bad result. And so people get different rewards, different forms, different births, according to their activities, their nature, their attitude, their outlook, their performance, their merits, their demerits, karmana, daiva netrena, jantur deho papatteye. The whole thing is summarized that according to one's activities, under the supervision of the Supreme Lord and the demigods, the living beings get different kinds of bodies. So in this way, Krishna is seen as Parna, the supreme manager of the universe. He gives the exact rewards due for all actions. Due means he made the system. That means he can bug the system also. Savadhaman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja ahang tva sarva pabhebhyo moksha yishami mashucha. Surrender to me, Krishna says, okay, all the bad results that are due, forget it, finished. Ajamil, why was he stopped? Why were the Yamadutas stopped from taking the soul of Ajamil? They couldn't understand it, against the law of the universe. But the Vishnudutas said, hey, who makes the law? We are servants of him. And he made a loophole in the law. He made a way to escape the terrible punishment that is due to all those who don't chant the holy name of the Lord. Those who do chant it become free from the punishment of Yamaraj. So as the supreme manager, he's overseeing. Everyone gets what they deserve. Everyone gets what they want, one way or another, in some life or other. Every individual in the whole universe, everything is going on. We say chance, but everything is going on with minute precision under his direction. He assigns duties to the demigods, controls them in what they're doing, supervises them in what they're doing. They perform their functions. Nothing happens by chance. Sometimes it's said luck, but luck is also going on under the direction of the Supreme Lord. We do have some independence. That's another whole discussion. But we only have independence to act within the system which is set up by Krishna. Just like you may have $100 and you can spend it this way, that way, or another way. You can buy food for your family. You can buy food for distributing to poor people. You can buy drugs and go mad on drugs and do harm to others. We have a little independence, but we can't buck the system altogether. With a mere $100 or even with $1 billion, we can't bribe our way into heaven. So we We have independence and we have limitations. It's a big topic, but he's the one who's overseeing it. Another meaning of this name given by two commentators, Krishna Datta Bharadvaj and Satyasandha Tirtha, is similar to what we just had in Pranav, generally seen as a secondary meaning of Pranav in the previous name, and a secondary meaning in this name also. He who is the object of praise. And again, there are many names in Vishnu Sahasranam which cover this aspect of Vishnu's Vishnutva, or his being Vishnu. Sri Baladev Vidyabhushan gives the meaning, to understand it, we have to see how he's explained the last few names, because he's explaining each name in this sequence, one after another, in respect to the previous name or names. So in his numbering system, 954 Pranada, he gives himself, who is the cause of the subsistence of everyone, to the gopis. He is exclusively controlled by them. So again, we get the idea of he, who is the supreme, becoming controlled by his devotees. So in that way, Baladev's understanding of Pranada is similar to Parashara Bhatta's presentation in relation to this name, Pana. So 954, Pranada, Baladev Vidyabhushan. Then 955, the name previous to this, Pranava, he takes it to mean that Vishnu is praised for having such a glorious way of loving with the devotees. Now, this name Pana, which he takes as 956, he takes it to mean that he has such exchanges, transactions with the gopis. One important thing to remember, Srila Prabhupada, following his own guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, would often say, don't try to do business with God. Don't take devotion to be him as a kind of business exchange. I'll do this for you, you do something for me. I'll worship you, you reward me materially. That is outside the realm of pure devotional service. As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would say, we should not try to utilize Krishna for carrying to us the fuel for putting in the fire of our material desires. Shantakaram bhujagashayanam padmanabham suresham vishvadharam gaganasadrisham megavarnam shubhangam lakshmi kantam kamalanayanam yogibhir dhyanagamyam vande vishnum bhavabhayaharam sarvalokaikanatham jayati jananivaso deviki janmavado yaduvaraparishat swaya dorbhir asyan adharmam Sthirachara Vrijanakana Suspita Srimukhena Rajapuravanita Nam Vardhayan Kamadevam Bahapirang Natavaravapu Karnayo Karnikaram Vibradvasa Kanaka Kapishang Vijayantim Chamalam Randran Venur Adhara Sudhaya Purayan Gopa Vrindair Vrindaranyam Svapada Ramanam Pravishad Gita Kirtihi Sri Radhayaf Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vana Yaivas Vadyo Yenad Bhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Vamadiyaha Sokyam Chasya Yad Anu Bhavata Kidrisham Veti Lobhat Tad Bhavadhaya Samajani Shachigarbha Sindhu Harinduhu Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.